जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी 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 जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव 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 जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ वर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीर वनचारी कुंज बिहारी, जया कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे, जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा, जय श्री गोपाल श्री गोपाल जय श्री गोपाल जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद, जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभु, जय जय गुरुदेव गुरुदेव जय गुरुदेव जय जय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Hare Krishna. So, we would like to welcome everybody for our morning Bhagavatam class. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 3. The chapter is entitled Krishna is the source of all incarnations. Text number 37. Nachasya kaschen nipunena dhatur. Nachasya kaschen nipunena dhatur. Avaiti janto pumanisha uti. Avaiti janto pumanisha uti. Namani rupani manovachobi. Namani rupani manovachobi. Santanvato natya charyam ivagnya. Santanvato natya charyam ivagnya. Nachasya kaschin nipunena dhatur. Avaiti janto kumanisha utihi. Namani rupani manovachobhihi. Santanvato natya charyam ivagnya. Nipunena dhatur. Avaiti janto kumanisha utihi. Mani rupani manovachobhi. Santanvato natacharyam ivagnya. Nachasya kaschin nipunena dhatur. Avaiti janto kumanisha utihi. Namani rupani manovachobhi. Santanvato natacharyam ivagnya. Word to word meaning. Na, not, cha, and, asya, of him, kaschit, anyone, nipunena, by dexterity, dhatuhu, of the creator, avaiti, can know, jantuhu, the living being, kumanishaha, with a poor fund of knowledge, utihi, activities of the Lord, Namani, his names, Rupani, his forms, Manah Vachobhihi, by dint of mental speculation or deliverance of speeches, Santanvataha, displaying Natacharyam, a dramatic action, Iva, like Agnyaha, the foolish. Translation and purport by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The foolish with a poor fund of knowledge cannot know the transcendental nature of the forms, names and activities of the Lord, who is playing like an actor in a drama. Nor can they express such things neither in their speculations nor in their words. Purport. No one can properly describe the transcendental nature of the Absolute Truth. Therefore, it is said that He is beyond the expression of mind and speech. And yet, there are some men with a poor fund of knowledge who desire to understand the Absolute Truth by imperfect mental speculation and faulty description of His activities. To the layman, His activities, appearance and disappearance, His names, His forms and His paraphernalia, His personalities and all things in relation with Him are mysterious. There are two classes of materialists, namely the fruitive workers and the empiric philosophers. The fruitive workers have practically no information of the Absolute Truth. And the mental speculators, after being frustrated in fruitive activities, turn their faces towards the Absolute Truth and try to know Him by mental speculation. And for all these men, the Absolute Truth is a mystery, as the jugglery of a magician is a mystery to children. Being deceived by the jugglery of the Supreme Being, the non-devotees, who may be very dexterous in fruitive work and mental speculation, are always in ignorance. With such limited knowledge, they are unable to penetrate into the mysterious region of transcendence. The mental speculators are a little more progressive than the gross materialists or the fruitive workers. But because they are also within the grip of illusion, they take it for granted that anything which has a form, a name and activities is but a product of material energy. For them, the Supreme Spirit is formless, nameless and inactive. And because such mental speculators equalize the transcendental name and form of the Lord with mundane names and form, they are in fact in ignorance. With such a poor fund of knowledge, there is no access to the real nature of the Supreme Being. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is always in a transcendental position, even when He is within the material world. But ignorant men consider the Lord one of the great personalities of the world, and thus they are misled by the illusory energy. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhescha Rupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees, physically here as well as online, and seek their blessings that I may be able to speak something for my purification as well as inspiration to all. So today we are reading from this verse, Na chasya kaschin nipunena dhatur avaiti jantuhu kumanisha utihi namani rupani mano vachoghi santanvato natacharyam ivagyam. The foolish with a poor fund of knowledge cannot know the transcendental nature of the forms, names and activities of the Lord who is playing like an actor in a drama. Nor can they express such things neither in their speculations nor in their words. So, in this chapter we see, which is entitled Krishna is the Source of All Incarnations. In the beginning, the roles of the three Purusha avatars was described by Shukadeva Goswami. And later, in a very brief summary, the 22 principal incarnations of Lord was described. And in the concluding verse that Krishna is the source of all incarnation. Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. And in the next section, Shukadeva Goswami, he explains that the material forms, both gross and subtle, of the Lord, and that is the Virat Roop, and the living beings, these are all actually imaginary. And now in this section, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining that how one should be describing and understanding the Lord. Somebody wants, if that form is imaginary, then what is actually the description of the Lord and how we can understand, that is being explained in this section. And in the beginning, he says that learned people, they reject these material forms and describe the highest and most confidential truth of the Vedas, that is Veda Guhyani, namely the birth and activities which are not material of the Lord and who is always situated in the heart, Hrit Pati, and who is unborn, who is Agnyasya, and inactive, Akartur. And then, of course, on Sunday, Sri Dama Prabhu very nicely, beautifully, he described the Lord's qualities. So, he has a spotless pastimes, that is, he's described as Amogha Leela, and he creates, maintains, and destroys the universes, but still remains unaffected. And secondly, he is situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. And third, that he is independent, Atma Tantra. And one more quality which was described, that he has the six opulences, and a Shad Aishwarya, or it is described over here as Shad Vikaram. And lastly, that he is the master of all the senses. He is Sad Guneshu. So, and in today's verse, he is explaining how the unintelligent or the foolish people, they cannot understand the Lord's transcendental activities, names, forms with their own minds and words. Just like an ignorant man cannot appreciate the performance of an actor in a drama. Like as described in the purport by Srila Prabhupada, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Avajananti mamudha manushim tanumashrata. Parambhava majananto mama bhuta maheshwara. It's actually fools derived me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as the Supreme Lord of all. So, like there are many verses, especially in the scriptures, which actually show or reveal to us that it is very difficult to understand the Lord just by our word jugglery or by our own mental speculation. So, Supreme Personality of Godhead, although he may appear, he may take the form of human. But he is not just like us, as a common man. No. The Lord, as Sri Rama Prabhu was explaining, he does so many very, very mysterious activities. Mysterious as well as means things which we can't comprehend with our own mind. His activity of creation, maintenance and annihilation of this entire cosmic manifestation, this cannot be actually human. You know. It's very easy if we can just look around us. Yet, many foolish people, they consider Krishna as just one of the powerful men like us and nothing more. But in Brahma Samhita, the firstborn entity, Brahmaji himself, he is saying, Ishvara Parama Krishna. Means, although there are many Ishwaras in this world as well as in the upper planetary systems, but all these Ishwaras, they are all have only limited powers. But who is the Parameshwar? Ishvara Parama Krishna. So Krishna is the supreme controller. And there is no one who is greater to or equal to him. So like that, we can see that in Brahma's prayers, today we will also describe one of Brahma, the Leela of Brahma Vimohan Leela, how Brahmaji, he also tried to, he also felt like that, oh, this little boy who is playing with this, the Gopal, the cowherd boys, he is just a small boy, just like one I have created. And then, of course, he understood how Krishna was actually a greater mystic than him. So, Lord Krishna, although he may appear like an ordinary man, but he is the controller of all the individual atoms, like and the gigantic manifestations of the universal form. Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, he says, the biggest and the minutest are beyond their conception, so they cannot imagine that a form like the human being can simultaneously control the infinite and the minute. And it's beyond our comprehension. And he further explains that how this famous verse from Bhagavatam, Kritavan Kila Karmani Saharamena Keshava Ati Martyani Bhagavan Guda Kapata Manusha. So Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although along with Balaram, they played like human-like child and human being. And so mass, they performed many superhuman acts. Sometime back, one of our devotees, they were describing that how the various beautiful superhuman acts of Lord Sri Krishna from the Krishna Leela. And we've been hearing from last so many days, different pastimes. And that how Krishna, when he appeared in the jail of Kamsa, he appeared in the four-handed form to Vasudeva and Devaki. And then later on, as soon as Vasudeva and Devaki, they prayed to him, then he accepted the two-handed form. And similarly, during the battlefield of Kurukshetra also, he showed the Virat Roop to Arjuna. And then when Arjuna prayed to him, then again he took first a four-handed form. And then he said that he requested, no, better you take the two-handed form, which is more easy for me to relate with you. Then he took the Manushya Roopam. So, these different features of the Supreme Lord, they are actually very difficult to understand just by our mental speculation. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also, in his translation and purport, he says that these people with he describes them, these foolish people, as falsely intelligent person. Sometimes, many times, we feel that, oh, I am very intelligent, or I am very, means I have a lot of knowledge. But then, we end up fooling our own self. He says that the falsely intelligent person with skill in jnana or yoga cannot understand, using their mind and words, the pastimes, names and forms of the Lord, who distributes this whenever he descends, just as an ignorant person cannot appreciate the performance of an actor. So, the Lord cannot be understood by material knowledge, by skill in jnana or yoga, nipunena. No ignorant person, like he, Kumanisha Jantu, can understand the pastimes, that is Uti, names and forms of the Lord through material mind and speech, since the Lord is beyond mind and words. He who is devoid of bhakti, the jnani, says that any object with the name and form is illusory. The notion is indicated by the word kumanisha, or a person with bad intelligence. The Lord broadcasts santavataha, these names and forms, when he repeatedly appears in the world by his mercy. An example of ignorance is given. The person ignorant of drama cannot understand the names and forms indicated by the actor through theatrical gestures of the hands and poetic words indicating the moon or the lotus. You know. Thus, he does not appreciate the drama and says that there is no rasa. So, to be able to appreciate any art or culture, like, we need to have at least some understanding of that. Like, we see that many a times, like, when there is some Carnatic music concert or some Hindustani classical music or anything. So, the people who go for such concerts or are those who have at least some understanding. Otherwise, when they do this, all the various alap or the classical raga and all, then a person who has no understanding of that, he may actually feel, what is this going on? So, to be able to understand or appreciate any maybe art or skill, or even for that matter, like many of us may not have such a background, few may be having, but at least if we say, as far as the food is concerned, even to appreciate different types of food, which all of us can relate to, we need to have, means there are people who just mix everything, and then for them it does not make, okay, you are adding milk to rice or mix various vegetables together or anything, and then they just eat like that. But there are others who are very particular about which food, how they are eating and what are the different tastes, and they are able to appreciate the skills of the cook in a much more refined way. So, the Lord is actually beyond our mind and words. If it was possible for us to understand the Lord just by our mental speculation or words, then he would have, by the power of our mind, then the Lord would also be material. So the very fact that we are not able to understand, that shows that he is transcendental. Otherwise, he would not be transcendental. So, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is specifically talking about the various karmis and jnanis. So, the karmis are those who are engaged, who want to, in enjoying this material world. They want to make life more comfortable over here, either in this planet or by performing various pious activities and promote themselves to higher planetary. But it is all within the same material world. And the jnanis are those that who have actually frustrated by their efforts of enjoying, and they are seeking to go beyond this material world, beyond material enjoyment. And they are into mental speculation, but they are not able to follow the bhakti mark. So, although the jnanis are better than the karmis in that they are not attracted to be in this world, they are not attracted to living in this world, but they are attracted to leaving this world and going. So, but neither of them are able to understand the Supreme Lord. And this is very much, means very profoundly explained by none other than Brahmaji himself. Means in his prayers, Jnane prayasamudapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam स्थाने स्थिता श्रुतिकतां तनुवान् मनोभिर् ये प्रायसो जिताजितोऽपि त्रिलोक्यम्. सो वेन अ पर्सन, ब्रह्मा जी सेइंग दैट वेन अ पर्सन ही गिव्स अ the path of mental speculation and takes to the hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord, he does not have to change his position. And by that, he can conquer the unconquerable Lord. Jnane prayasam udabhasse. So, Brahmaji here, after this prayers are after the Brahma Vyuhan Leela, where he tried to actually outsmart Lord Krishna. They were all, Lord Krishna was playing along with the cowherd boys in the forest of Vrindavan. And Brahmaji thought that how can this small boy who's eating the remnants from his friend's mouth and drinking chas like that, or eating, sharing the food with such small children, ordinary boys, cowherd boys, how can he be the Supreme Lord? So let me test him or outsmart him. And so he tried to steal all the cowherd boys. Everybody, all of us know that pastime. But after this entire effort, Brahmaji actually realizes, no, I have been actually cheated by Lord Krishna. So he actually then in his prayers, he is explaining over here that in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the word udapasya clearly indicates that one should not even slightly endeavor to understand the absolute truth by the forces of mental speculation. Jnane prayasam. For it invariably carries one to imperfect, impersonal understanding of the Lord. The word jivanti indicates that a devotee who always hears about Lord Krishna will go back home, back to Godhead, even if he can not do anything except maintain his existence and hear topics concerning the Lord. So all that is required by each one of us is maintain our existence and just hear the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And then we can go back to Godhead. We don't have to do any other endeavor. But it is easier said than done, because our mind is always troubling us. It's pulling us here and there. So, and Sanatan Goswami has explained the words tanuman manobhir by the body, words and mind in three ways, in reference to that devotees through their body, words and mind, they are able to conquer Lord Krishna just by our mind, using our body, mind and words. Thus becoming perfect in Krishna consciousness, they can touch the lotus feet with their hands, call him to come with their words and attain his direct audience within their mind simply by thinking about him. So, like that, Brahmaji and even is very clearly means telling us that the only effort which we have to do is to hear about the. And by doing that, we don't even have to change our position wherever we are situated. Hai na? Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Grihe thake vane thako, sada hari bole dako. All that we have to do is speak about the glories of the Lord, think about him, meditate upon him, and perform basically bhakti. Hai na? So, Prabhupada explains in this purport that for a common man, the Lord's activities, his appearance, disappearance, all his pastimes, they are all mysterious. In fact, like Krishna is such a perfect actor that even after 5,000 years, even today there are people who can't understand him or can't understand his transcendental nature. Still today, there are many people who feel that, oh no, he's just like a one of the more person who is able to have ability of having more power, means more access to his mind power or anything like that, you know, like that. So it's very nicely described in Srimad Bhagavatam how Krishna, just like a perfect actor, he is able to deceive those who are not his devotees. Like one of the very famous prayers is that of Kunti Maharani. That is, which one? Maya Javanika Channam Agyanam Adhokshajam Avyayam Na Lakshyase Mooda Drisho Nato Natya Dharoyatha. So Kunti Maharani is saying, being beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are eternally irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. By the Maya's curtain, you are covered, so people cannot understand. You are invisible to the foolish observer, exactly as an actor dressed up as a player is not recognized. So, normally in our day-to-day life also we can see that everybody is actually, means, in a way, at least I can say for myself, we are all putting up a show. You know, we are doing some drama or the other. You know, we may speak certain things, we may do certain things, but what is going on inside, we only know for ourselves. So, just like that, but over a period of time, at least many people will come to know what is actually inside. At least, and people can understand. But here we see that Krishna is such a supreme actor, perfect actor, that even after 5,000 years, even now, many people are unable to understand his, that is because of his power of his acting. You know, the less intelligent persons are those who rebel against the authority of the Lord. And such people are actually described as asuras. So, Lord Krishna, just when he was born, as we heard before also, that he was born with four hands. And then when he was in his mother's lap, at that point of time, he killed so many demons. You know, Putana and then Trinavarta and many such. And then he lifted the Govardhan Hill. Like even last few days in the Chandan Yatra, we've been having so many nice darshans of various leelas. So, just like a small boy just picks up a fox umbrella, Srila Prabhupada explains, he lifted the Govardhan Hill and gave protection to all the Brajavasis. So, like this, there are so many superhuman activities which Lord Krishna has performed. But still, and he has been accepted as the Supreme Lord even by great, great personalities like Vyasadeva, Devala, Sita, Narad Muni, Madhvacharya, Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And but still, there are foolish people like many of us who still will not accept Lord Krishna as the Supreme Lord and surrender their life. So, there is another very nice verse where Gajendra also prays that you, because as an artist outstage, on stage, being covered by the attractive dress and dancing with different movements is not understood by the audience. Similarly, the activities and features of the supreme artist cannot be understood even by the demigods and great sages. What to speak of conditioned souls like us. And certainly not by those who are unintelligent like the animals. Neither the demigods and sages nor the unintelligent can understand the features of the Lord, nor can they express in their words his actual position. And may that Supreme Lord give me protection. This is one of the prayers of Gajendra. So Gajendra was also no ordinary person. He was a very great devotee of the Lord, as Indradumna Maharaj. And now he is, in his prayers, he is explaining how the Lord is one of the best actors. So, to be able to understand the personality of Godhead, one has to be trained in appreciating the nuances of the Lord, and that is only possible by devotion, by bhakti. And this is explained by Brahmaji in his further prayers also, which we chant in our Brahma Samhita prayers. He says, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Ananta Rupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha వేదేషు దుర్లభమదుర్లభమాత్మ భక్తో గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమహం భజామి. సో ద మోస్ట్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పర్సన్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఎంటైర్ క్రియేషన్, హీఈస్ ప్రేయింగ్ అండ్ ఈ సేయింగ్ వేదేషు దుర్లభం అదుర్లభం ఆత్మ భక్తో. సో ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్, ఇఫ్ ఎనీబడి వాంట్స్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ద లార్డ్, ది ఓన్లీ వే దట్ ఈస్ పాసిబుల్ ఇస్ బై ఫాలోయింగ్ ద భక్తి ప్రోసెస్. హేనా. సో అండ్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ అనదర్ వర్స్, ది ఫాలోయింగ్ వర్స్ హీ సేస్, పంథాస్తు కోటి శతవత్సర సంప్రగమ్యో వాయో రథాపి మనసో ముని పుంగవానా సోప్యస్తి యత్ ప్రపద్య సిమ్య విచింత్య తత్వే గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమహం భజామి. సో ఐ వర్షిప్ గోవింద ద ప్రిమీవల్ లార్డ్. ఓన్లీ ద టిప్ ఆఫ్ ద టో ఆఫ్ హిస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఇస్ అప్రోచ్ బై ది యోగీస్ హూ ఎస్పైర్ ఆఫ్టర్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ అండ్ బిటేక్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ టు ప్రాణాయామ్ బై డ్రిల్లింగ్ ద రెస్పిరేషన్ ఆర్ బై ది జ్ఞానీస్ హూ ట్రై టు ఫైండ్ out the non-differentiated Brahman by the process of elimination of mundane, of the mundane extending over thousands and millions of years. So in spite of all this effort, what happens? They are not successful. The only way to know the Supreme Lord is by bhakti. And in another verse of Brahma Samhita itself, Brahmaji is saying that ప్రేమాంజన చురిత భక్తి విలోచనేన సంత సదైవ హృదయేషు విలోకయంతి యం శ్యామ సుందరం అచింత్య గుణస్వరూపం గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమం భజామి. సో బ్రహ్మాజీ సేయింగ్ ఐ ఎమ్ వర్షిపింగ్ గోవింద ద ప్రీమియర్ లార్డ్ హూ ఇస్ శ్యామ సుందర కృష్ణ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ విత్ ఇన్కన్సీవబుల్ ఇన్యూమరబుల్ అట్రిబ్యూట్స్ హూమ్ ద ప్యూర్ డివోటీస్ సీజ్ ఇన్ దర్ హార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది హార్ట్ విత్ ది ఐ ఆఫ్ డివోషన్ టింజ్ విత్ ద salve of love. So to understand the Supreme Lord, one has to anoint our eyes with the love for the Lord and service to him. So for Krishna, it's not very difficult to because he is the controller of all the energies, the internal energy, the external energy, as well as the marginal. So it's very easy for him to use any of these to delude or to bewilder the living entities. And Krishna himself, he says in Bhagavad Gita that I am the best of cheaters among the cheats. So I am also the gambling of cheats and the splendid of splendor. So there are many kinds of cheaters. In the Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada says there are many kinds of cheaters all over the universe. Of all the cheating process, gambling stands supreme, and therefore that is what Krishna represents. As the Supreme, Krishna can be more deceitful than any mere man. If Krishna chooses to deceive a person, no one can surpass him in the deceit. So that is why when even Krishna was physically present, there were many personalities like Duryodhan, Dhritarashtra and all, with Asuric mentality. So they could never understand that he is the Supreme Lord. Or even in the pastime of Narasimhadev, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakshu. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna's excellence is all-sided. It's not that Krishna is only the most powerful, the most beautiful or anything. But even among cheating, Lord Krishna is the best of all the cheaters. You know? So Krishna's greatness is not one-sided. And Krishna, Brahmaji also says that my trying or my effort when he was trying to understand the Lord by his own in this Brahma Vimhan Leela, he said in his prayers that my effort is just like that of a firefly trying to illuminate the sun. And in this recently, the festival which we celebrated of Narasimhadev. So it is described that Hiranyaksha and Varahadev, that time also in their pastime, Hiranyaksha was trying to, in the fight with Varahadev, he was trying to embrace Varahadev and trying to crush him. But like the foolish people as described by Srila Prabhupada here, that with our limited power of our arms or with the limited power of our mind, if we try to overpower or try to crush Lord Krishna, that is not going to be successful. So Hiranyaksha was trying to embrace the Lord with his arms, but then he would find that when he, as he tried to crush him, he would see that he is outside again. You know. So similarly, it is it can be understood that compared to the mental speculation of the people, how much ever they may be dexterous in their mental speculation, but if they try to understand the transcendental form of the Supreme Lord, they will always be fooled. And they will find that Krishna is somewhere outside. So that is never possible. So, and on the other hand, with the with our limited senses, in the case of Hiranyakashipu also, he was a person who was attached to material enjoyment. You know. Hiranya means gold and Kashipu means soft bed. So he was a person who was attached to sense enjoyment and sense pleasure. And in spite of, although he had so much of capacity, he had got all the power, yet he was unsatisfied. Why? Because his senses were not controlled. You know. So, how much ever we may try to enjoy with our limited senses, our love, our power, but still we will always be befooled by the Krishna's external energy. And as is explained, like just like a magician is able to fool the innocent or small children, similarly we are also getting fooled by the powerful Maya's energy, you know. So there is this very nice pastime where Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, when in his Leela, when he was dealing with his devotees, he explained the same principles. There was Kala Krishna Das, who actually fell victim of sense gratification. You know. And he tried to, he was attracted to the Bhattaharis. And although he was actually personally engaged in the service of Supreme Personality of Godhead, but still he got deviated. So even if we are directly associating with the Lord, but if we are not disciplined, if we are not determined, there is very much chance that we may get diverted from our goal of life. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then had to take extra effort to get Kala Krishnadas back from the Bhattaharis. And once he reached Puri, then he actually reprimanded him and he actually gave him up. Of course, later on, the devotees of the Lord being more merciful, they did engage him in service. So, we have to be very careful that although we are in this path of devotion, we have to be very determined and we have to put extra effort to follow in the principles of as shown by Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Then only we will be able to make our life successful. And there was also another example. This was as far as the Karmis are concerned, trying to and the other example of Balabhadra Bhattacharya, who actually fell victim of mental speculation. So Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he
was a personal associate of the Lord, but he was hearing from relative sources instead of the absolute source. He was hearing the various rumors that, oh, Krishna is actually, even now he's performing his Leela, and on the Yamuna river, it means you can see Lord Krishna dancing on Kaliya. So, although he was serving the Supreme Lord, he asked permission from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, may I also go and have a darshan of that? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he actually reprimanded him, he actually slapped him. And so, it is very important that we don't get disillusioned, or we don't get enamored by such mental speculation which is happening around us. Rather, we focus on Guru Krishna, Sadhu and Shastra. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the entire Guru Parampara, we have got all these Shastras and all this knowledge. So, we should actually, because of that, only we can actually understand who Lord Krishna is. As Krishna, as is being explained in this verse, that foolish people with a poor fund of knowledge, they cannot know that the transcendental nature of the names, forms and pastimes and activities of the Lord, who is playing like an actor. Only by following in the footsteps of the path which is shown by our acharyas, we can actually be able to overcome this anartha of, or the desire to indulge in mental speculation, and or the desire to engage in sense gratification. So, I would like to end here and thank you all very much for your patient hearing. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.